Greg, and ladies and gentlemen, today I'm pleased to discuss a crucial topic of implementing the UNICEF-PPP guidelines in the context of circular economy, and allow me to share some thoughts on the key enablers, challenges, and ways to accelerate the adoption of these initiatives based on our example. And first of all, what are the enablers driving the implementation of these guidelines? What we face is, first, is political will and support. So according to the president's decree and also on ecological sustainability and also government's program on a green economy with elements of circular economy, it was highly supported to integrate into PPP recommendations from these guidelines for providing PPPs, making them in line with circular economy standards. So as the guideline saying that in PPPs, circular economy should be considered in all stages, starting from project identification and also ending to operation and maintenance contract. So each infrastructure object, I think in our case, what we have done is that in accepting a private financial proposals initiatives, so one of the requirements is a circular economy element. And also in project awarding, the main term is bringing innovations. So innovations means climate resilient innovations. It's therefore this was a kind of methodological instrument that we are using from these guidelines. And also due to these projects, we most of our pipeline, more than half is focused on circular economy and to climate issues mostly. So it's regarding that we are delivering with IFC on solar power plants and wind energy, and mostly focused for waste management projects that I will tell later. And secondly, what I would like to point out that financial mechanisms and initiatives. So it was mentioned yesterday that infrastructure object that is climate resilient, and it can be also be expensive for 25% from a traditional infrastructure. So our government is established a center for climate finance, and whenever we have cases for subsidying these kind of differences from the government side according to PPP agreement conditions, so we approached to this center where we had where we have a nice experience to working with them and making a resolution of these financial issues. And third is a regulatory and legal framework. So as I mentioned earlier, that we require innovations in PPP agreements, and also using the reusable and also climate resilient technologies. But also, we focus, PPP Center recommends to all our procuring agencies, all our public partners, that firstly, when we, at the tendering stage, when we focus on mostly countries and focused on a lower price of the infrastructure or lower price of the infrastructure services. So the most scores is getting the proposals who are providing a more innovational, technological, more climate resilient, more circular technologies. So they're getting more point, and according to the small statistics that we have, so like small countries, Kyrgyzstan, so from, for example, from 10 PPP tenders, is like 6 of them were awarded according to this requirement. So it was kind of a crucial moment. And I would like to stop about shortly about barriers. So mostly in developing countries, it's very good to know about that there are some barriers to develop circular economy. Is one of them is lack of knowledge and understanding about among population, and it would be good also to have special seminars, for example, regarding peace methodology. We had a wonderful seminars in Kyrgyzstan, and after that, so most of public agencies and business representatives has a wide understanding of what is the idea and how to use it in practice, and it's being used for practice. And financial barriers. So financial barriers means that not all private companies are ready for this kind of proposals and amendments, and therefore it's good to note about this challenge for developing countries. And there are other also, so I would like to point out there's integration challenges, that when we were integrating these amendments, it was some arguments among our public agencies. So you need to have a good media strategy for integrating this. And I would like to also just in the conclusion, I would like to also to note about circular economy oriented activities of our agency, is that we have already signed PP agreements being concluded in our three cities for sorting and recycling of waste and land leaves. And also we are working on a pilot innovative approach for our country in the field of road construction. We are negotiating with companies that offers of reuse of road asphalt for the creation and reconstruction of existing roads, which will also significantly reduce the use of virgin materials. So let us work together to turn our ambitions into reality and move forward for a sustainable future. Thanks.